Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Dale and Keith Show.
Well, I think they got to call that a good goal, but yeah. I've been wrong on these before.
After review was determined, the play was offside. There is no...
It's the bane of my existence this year. This is what the game's about right now. Okay, fine, you win. I'm done.
Dale Arnold.
Women have more ACL tears than men do. It has to do with menstrual cycle and everything else.
What now?
Rich Keys.
Total. We're not going to London. We're not going anywhere.
Heartfelt goodness. Middays.
Don't bleep and sugarcoat this, Arnold.
Wow. What's purging? How do you say it?
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Hour number three, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI. Jermaine Wiggins is in the house. Here's what I've decided, Rich.
Yeah, what's that?
I've decided that standing at the table where Wiggy is rolling would be kind of a verbal overload.
I think I would need
to... He just gave us the whole act there during the commercial break.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of lingo that I'm not aware of.
Well, that's street dice. It's a little different.
Either way.
Do you trot that out at the encore, too?
What do they think? Are they okay with that, if you just start screaming
You could talk to the dice, man.
Yeah.
That's gambling. A good gambler is you talk to the dice, talk to the cards, whatever it may be.
Would you ever ask another lady to blow on your dice?
Nah.
Easy now.
Well... No, the dice is a craps game.
Yeah,
no, unless it's your lady and you know she's good luck.
Gotcha.
But then lady luck, it just depends.
That's a good point.
Hey.
She could bite you,
sometimes
too.
Sometimes she's a bad lady.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Like, so what is some of that stuff you were just telling us?
Well, you know, there's lingo to when you're shooting dice.
Yeah.
You know, there's backdoor little Joe, which is the four. That means I want to roll a four's little Joe. There's six...
How did that happen?
There's 6'8" running mates or 6'8" cell mates. That's when you want 6 or 8 to pop up on the dice.
Yeah, right.
You can bet the both of them. There's I always take my Nina to the party.
Who's that? What number is that?
That's 9.
Oh, okay. Yes. Oh, I got it. Well, that I get.
Right. There's always Big Ben, you know, or Flowers, which is 10.
10. Big Ben is 10.
Yeah. There's right. always Big Ben.
I don't really get.
There's double deuce. Can I get a double deuce, which is 4, or a Larry Bird, which is 33?
Yep, that I get.
That's 6.
Okay,
there's a lot of different.
What happened to the old, just the old fashioned? Like, come on,
Daddy,
7. Daddy needs a new pair of shoes.
No.
One of those.
There's don't nobody move, but me and the money. That means I won, and don't nobody move. There's Big Bank gonna take Little Bank.
That one's popular. Right. Sure.
So that's,
all right, I get it.
A lot of lingo.
I got some stuff to try out tomorrow night at the encore. See how long that lasts. I'll be out $100 in no time.
Like that.
Yes. Yeah,
real quick.
Is daddy better win or mommy going to kill him? There's a lot of lingo.
Yep.
So, but that's what makes shooting craps fun.
Good. No, I know.
Are you going to try any of this stuff out at the encore tomorrow night?
Well, I play blackjack.
Oh, you don't even play crap.
I do them every now and then, but I'm a
Do you say all this stuff at the blackjack table, too?
No, that's different. That's different.
Hit me.
No, there's a lot more talking. We don't...
More talking.
Oh.
At craps.
No,
at blackjack.
Blackjack, oh, yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Do you double down on 11?
Do you double down on 11?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But I want it down and dirty.
Got that. You got that, Dale?
No. I want it.
Loud and clear?
Down and dirty means when you double down, some casinos... Then the card they flip will be up, right? So you'll get to see what it is. But down and dirty, I like to say I want it down and dirty, so I ain't even got to use it because I'm hoping to deal a bust before I need to see what that card was.
Oh.
You see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
If you're in third base or you're playing the hole, you better be good.
Right.
Huh?
That's the
I understand
last,
that. But Brooks Robinson.
That's the last.
He's a good third baseman.
That's the last
Rafael
person.
Rafael Devers?
Nolan Arenado.
No, the last person who sits at a blackjack table and in the very last spot before the dealer goes, you know, because it goes left to right, is considered like third baseman. So you got to make sure you ain't taking stupid hits, you know?
So that's what I was going to ask you about is I know people get really upset at blackjack if, so say some guys.
Beating guys.
Yeah, no, that's what happens. Oh, yeah. Is you're sitting there with people you don't know and you're playing the game, and if you're supposed to hit or if you're not supposed to hit and you do the other thing, they get all pissed at you, which I feel like.
So Dale has got a 5 showing and you got a 2 and you take a hit on the 5. And you catch the 10?
Well, but why would you get mad if I did that? Of course I'd take a hit on a 5.
Yeah, but I think you're hoping that he's going to get the 10 and then he's going to bust.
You don't take the hit when the Dale is showing 5 or 6.
I thought you said I was showing a 5. No, and the I'm Dale, sitting at the table.
No, you're showing a 2.
Oh, okay.
Some people will hit on a deuce, right? They'll hit on 12 because it's like my uh-uh. So they, you get,
see, I don't like that. I don't need people turning their attention to me, getting mad at me like that. I don't know. That's too much pressure.
Yeah, that puts way more pressure on
me. I don't
want to
do that because I'm not confident enough in the game. So then I feel like now they're going to start chirping at me, and then I'm going to all of a sudden get into a verbal altercation with somebody at the table. Now we're both losing
money. You go over there with the munchkins.
Yeah, that's probably me.
That's why if you're going to really play the good ones, $25 tables and up.
Yeah, that's probably not my
That
speed.
Eliminates all of the...
Scribinis like me.
Yeah, that eliminates
the
Scribinis are down there on the $5 table.
Can I get free drinks while playing video poker?
Yes.
All right, that's me.
Okay, we're in.
That's more my speed.
As long as you're playing whatever, you can...
Yeah, I'm playing. Yeah, I'll play that.
You can play...
Yeah, you're not going to bother anybody. You're playing against a machine. You're not going to really bother anybody.
They're not yelling at you.
No, they're not. They're not. I'll yell at you.
Yeah. If you sit at my table and you play bad, I'll yell at you.
Yeah, see, I don't want that. That's not for me.
I just want to have a couple of drinks.
If I had more confidence in the game, then I'd be fine. That I'd yell back at you and it'd be a whole thing. But I don't really know what I'm doing.
Yeah,
so
but
I
wouldn't yell. Be yelling back at me.
I might. I got a strategy here.
Well, because remember,
I know what I'm doing.
It's us versus the dealer.
Right. But what if I was like counting cards and I kind of knew what was coming and I knew I was going to get 21?
Well.
You can't argue with that. What if I'm like Zach Galifianakis, just count cars?
I always wondered about that, by the way. So if you've got the ability to do that.
Yeah. What if I'm like Rain Man?
But the casino can tell you you can't play?
Yeah.
If you're just wicked smart
and
you could figure it out.
Yeah, you're cheating, I guess.
How is that cheating?
I don't think they know, really.
They can figure it out.
They're looking at you all the time.
I'm not sure how that...
I guarantee you, Wig, if you just showed up and you won like 5 straight hands of blackjack, the dealer would be like, table 6.
Well,
and then somebody would come stand next to you and stare at you until you lost.
It becomes hard to count cards because a lot of casinos have these 8-shoe decks.
Yeah.
Right? At Vegas might be. There's a few casinos in Vegas where they only have like, 2 shoes or something like that.
Yeah.
You always ask, when I sit down, hey, how many shoes is this? How many decks do we have?
How many shoes?
Yeah. Huh. And they're like, it's 8. We got 8 decks they're playing with, so it's impossible.
It's harder.
Yeah, it's harder.
You get one of these kids from MIT, you bring you over there, you'd be fine.
I might have some bad news for you, Rich, on the text line. First one says,
no
Encore
drinks?
Limits the drinks to 1 every half hour.
Oh,
what?
Wow.
I'm just telling you what
it says. What if I'm finished with it?
Another...
Is it at 1 every half hour?
Hey,
what if I'm
empty.
Done? What if 5 minutes in, I'm done with it?
And another texter says, you need to place Max Bet for free drinks.
Max Bets?
Is that I wonder if he's asking, because you asked video poker. I wonder if that's for slot machines. If you're
at a regular table or crap machine, then maybe you're not.
If you're at the crap table, then you could just keep getting drinks.
I remember I was at a casino in St. Louis, and I thought I was getting a free drink. And then they come over, and they're like, that'll be $10.50. I was like, excuse me?
Right.
I'm like, I'm only playing this stupid game for the drink.
Yeah, either go big or go home. That's the rule.
Yeah. I went home.
Well, it'll be such a good time for all of us tomorrow.
I can't wait.
Encore.
Looking forward to that. 5 o'clock sharp, we begin the roundtable.
Now, is OMF, they're doing their show from
right? So they're going to be there from 2 to 2 on.
From 2 o'clock on, you can watch OMF first.
Yes.
Then 5 o'clock is the first hour of the roundtable.
Should be good.
Like, Seymour's a big poker player now. A lot of guys I know
makes a living at it.
He's pro now, right?
A lot of guys I played with in the NFL have made the transition to being a Texas Hold'em poker player.
Wow.
I played with another guy who does it for a living. So
that's actually fun. I haven't done that in a while. I like a little.
You like Texas Hold'em?
I do.
Okay,
I do like that.
There you go.
Yeah, that was cute because the boom happened while I was in college, when it first took off, and everybody was watching Rounders, and then they had the World Series of Poker on ESPN, and then it like took off like crazy. It's cooled off since then, but
yeah.
So like
you gotta grind
everybody
it out.
Play.
It's a grind, man.
Well, we'll be there tomorrow. We hope you guys will join us. And now another texter says everything you just said about drinks at Encore is false, which is good news for you. No.
But the other guy said,
which would be good news for you.
Right. We're just going to have to go and figure it out.
I think it's like most casinos. Most casinos, if you're sitting down at a table or whatever,
or
you're at a slot machine, they'll come up, the waitresses will come up. You want a drink? It's free.
Your finest rum and coke, please.
All you got to do is give them a tip.
Yep, that's it.
And you'll be happy to do that.
No problem.
It'll be less than what you'd pay for the drink.
Correct.
Pretty fair.
You're still, ending on top.
So I mentioned this earlier. As you wake up this morning, the Patriots, Bruins, and Celtics are all in first place in their respective conferences. Patriots, obviously, you know, only one loss in the AFC. Bruins are in first place in the Eastern Conference, not just the division, but the Eastern Conference. And your Boston Celtics are in first place in the Eastern Conference of the NBA. Yeah.
Well, they're tied with the Sixers. And so, I mean, technically the Sixers are a tiebreaker. But both are 5-1. They've won five straight games. And, yeah, they've played a couple of bad teams here recently. They just beat the Cavs last night. But they look pretty good.
They looked good against Milwaukee.
They did.
You thought that they were, at one point in time, I was like, man, Milwaukee's like they're going to run away with this. But they were able to hold it off. And they were able to cut back into it and then take the lead. And then you're like, man, this team looks pretty good. They defended Giannis good.
Yeah. And like last night was a closer game. Cleveland's not very good. They needed to hit a game winner against the Knicks, but still they won the game, right? Like they didn't play great against New York, but they won. They came out on top. Tatum hit a big shot, so that was good to see. But the best thing so far this year has to be Gordon Hayward. Has to be. Mm-hmm. Last night he scored 39 points. He's averaging over 20 a game. I know it's early, but he's averaging over 20 a game. He's averaging 7.5 rebounds. He's averaging over 4 assists, and he's going to the basket,
right?
Which is what he did in Utah, and understandably so, was not doing it as much last year. But he took 20 shots last night. Now, normally in the NBA today, if a player takes 20 shots, that probably means he took 10 or 11 threes,
right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
He only took 4 threes. He only took 4 threes.
So that means he's trying to get to the dish.
That means he went 16 for 16 from 2.
Oof.
That's insane.
And they're scrappy. Like that's the one thing I will say about
the
whole team is they're scrappy. They play hard. They play very competitive. Kemba Walker seems to be the alpha dog, the leader. Jason Tatum is being more aggressive with the way he's playing. So when you look at this team, you go, okay, is Tatum going to take that next step?
I hope so. But I think, and this will we'll get into it once Jaylen Brown returns when Jaylen Brown returns. But I think if you have every night the three-headed scoring monster of Hayward, Kemba, and Tatum, and they can take turns. One guy might pop for 30. One guy's
got 18. But they got to be, 20-plus a night, those guys, right?
All three of them probably. Yeah. But I think they can.
Mm-hmm.
But the issue is when Jaylen Brown shows up, that sort of muddy it a little bit.
It does, because you paid him like a 20-plus a night player.
And now he's going to be shooting a little bit more. But I think those three guys are your most skilled offensive players, and they need to be the ones that take the most shots. Brown should be fourth at best, and he can sort of go back and forth with some of the other guys. Obviously, you don't want Marcus Smart shooting a ton. We haven't seen Enes Kanter in a while. He's been dealing with that knee injury.
He's got to be the one who pulls the reins back, is Marcus Smart. Because there are going to be games he had the other night. I think it was against Milwaukee. It might have been the Milwaukee game where, you know, the ball ends up falling for him a little bit, and now all of a sudden he thinks
he's like, here we go, heat check.
Yeah.
He's like the guy in a long time.
Now all
Polly.
Of a sudden he thinks
Ice
he's, you know, Steph Curry or Allen Iverson.
Yeah, no, you don't want that. You don't want that.
You know, play.
But also, with all the guys, all the big guys who have been hurt, all of a sudden Marcus Smart has had to defend Giannis, Kevin Love. Like, he's defending these big guys, and he's obviously strong, but he's much shorter than all of them. But he's a great defensive player.
But he's smart, though. You see what he did against Giannis. He took a couple charges.
But usually you see him out on the perimeter, but now he's been sort of down low defending some of these guys. And so after the game, Kevin Love, who I think is still a good player, he's obviously dealt with a lot of injuries, still a good player, but listen to what he had to say about Marcus Smart's defense.
Oh, it's tough, especially, you know, in the first half, where really every time I was catching the ball, they're coming in for the double team. So you have to, you know, find and make the right play. But they... what they lack in size, they make up in effort. Like, he's one of the, they'll put him on the top player on every single team. He'll guard LeBron, he'll guard Giannis, he'll guard James Harden, he'll guard Steph Curry. I mean, that's what he gets paid to do. He's really tough out there. You know, he can guard anybody 1 through 5, and he's a difference maker for the team. He's like, at his size, I think him and Deli are, very comparable, because you can really stick them on anybody, and, you know, no matter what, every single night they're going to bring it, and some of the time, they're going to win you games just off being them and having energy, but also a lot of things aren't going to show up in the stat sheet, so, you know, he does an unbelievable job every night.
I mean, that is as high a praise as you're going to get
from a very good player in the NBA.
Yeah, but it's true. It's true. And he could get away with it in today's NBA because he's a 6'4". He made 6'3", 6'4", around that. Yeah. And he doesn't have to worry about the guy taking him down on the block to him. Like, even with Giannis, Giannis is not taking
him
down.
Not a lot of post guys.
Yeah, there's not too many guys that are just going to take him down on the paint.
And you saw it with Kevin Love, and they have a game plan. And either Marcus Smart kind of pushes you off of the spot, so now you're getting it kind of in the mid-range game anyway.
Because a lot of those guys ain't strong.
Or they send the double team, and then the guy gets out of the post, and now Smart's kind of bodying you from there. But when he went through and he's like, he'll guard Giannis, he'll guard Harden, he'll guard Curry.
Right.
And it reminds me of like Sean Marion. Sean Marion, when he played for the Suns, one trip would guard Tim Duncan. The next trip he'd guard Tony Parker. And then the next trip he'd guard Manu Ginobili. He's not as tall as Marion, unfortunately, because then he'd be even more dangerous. But for a guy at 6'3", I can't think of too many guys at that height that do defend every position. That's pretty rare.
Yeah, I don't think there's ever been a player of that size.
Yeah, there may not be.
When you look at the NBA he plays in, he can get away with it now because there's no more low post players.
It's all perimeter guys.
Yeah, when you think of Giannis and you go, oh, look at Giannis. Imagine if he could back a guy in because of his length and his size. But you don't have that no more. The only real low post player that might be out there and plays a little bit with that style is LeBron James. He'll take you down on the block every now and then and try to
post game.
Yeah, try to back you in and just bully ball you. But so you can, as a guy like Marcus Smart, he can cover and he gets under a lot of people's skins because he's always flopping and he's all.
Yeah, it's true. He's drawing charges, whether they're fake or not.
I mean, you breathe on him and it's like somebody shot him out, you know. And he does a good job of it. He gets a lot of the calls.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I think when you look at the Celtics team, the one issue you're going to look and you're going to go, are they going to run into a problem with size and rebounding?
Because Philly's a tough matchup. We saw that opening night.
Because
they're so
he
big.
Can play on the block every blue moon is Joel Embiid.
Yeah, he can. He falls in love with the three too much, but he can score down there. Yeah.
Right.
So the Twitter site Boston Sports Info has an interesting little breakdown here. For the last 5 years, going back to 2015-16 season, Kemba Walker has the most points through six games since Isaiah Thomas in 2016-17. He's got 156 points through six games. Last year, Kyrie had 84. The year before that, Kyrie had 128.
Mm.
Then you had Isaiah Thomas with 157 back in 16-17, and then Isaiah Thomas with 130 in 15-16.
Yeah, I would say point guards do all right under Brad Stevens.
Yes.
They score.
And Kemba Walker, you look at all the secondary numbers, you know, he's got more rebounds than any of those guys by a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he is the complete package, and I'll say it, he's given the Celtics certainly more through six games than Kyrie Irving did through six.
Yeah, no, he's been
good.
And you can tell the stuff that he says about his teammates, the stuff that his teammates say about him is it's different.
They're all buying into it.
They are. Yeah, they're completely buying in. The one thing that I'm waiting for is sort of an uptick in Kemba's assists. And I know, again, the way the offense runs sometimes Hayward just has the ball and scores and, you know, you're not going to have an assist. But I thought Kemba Walker would show up here and have a career high in assists. And if anything, it's kind of gone the other way. Now, it's only six games in, and that can kind of balance out. But believe it or not, he actually right now has less assists this season than he's ever had, which is weird.
Because he was playing with more talent.
He was playing with scrubs in Charlotte.
Right, he's playing with more talent here. You'd think he'd dish the ball a little bit more.
I think he would up that a little bit. But again, the season's long. I would expect right now he's averaging 3.7 assists. I would expect that number to increase.
And the other reason why that number's probably low, too, because if you look at Brad's offense a little bit, it can be a little bit isolation style of basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So there are times when Tatum gets the basketball and it's ISO. We've seen it with Gordon Hayward get the basketball. He'll bring it up and it's ISO. So you maybe miss out on some of those assists because you don't see a lot of driving and dishing with Kemba Walker.
Yeah.
You see a lot more passing on the perimeter, clear out, and let's play isolation basketball. The one thing I want to see with this team is, can they score in the paint? Because there's going to be nights when the shots are not falling from three-point
range. The answer is no.
Yeah, well, not in the traditional sense.
Getting to the rim.
Hayward and Tatum both should be able to do it.
Yes,
like Hayward, we saw it. Hayward was doing it, but Hayward and Tatum can. You know, Cantor, he's a pretty good offensive rebounder when he's healthy, and he should be able to get some putbacks there. But yeah, because I still think they're clearly a 3-point shooting team, but Hayward gives them that other dynamic where they should get more points in the paint. You know, last night they had 60 points in the paint. And you're not going to see that all the time from
the
Celtics.
Right, but when you think about points
capable.
In the paint, though, you're thinking about just taking the ball to the basket,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
When your shot's not falling, don't be – Tatum's got to take that, and he's shown it so far. He's got to take the step of going, you know what? I got to be more aggressive, and I got to be more physical because I'm big enough to get to the free throw line.
Right.
I'm athletic enough to take the ball to the paint and either get dunks, layups, or go to the foul line.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the good thing that – James Harden does. Granted, now you watch the Houston Rockets play. It's give him the ball, the 24-second clock, and everybody else stand there and watch.
Check out. Now, now it's Westbrook's turn.
We heard this a lot about the Patriots up until Sunday night. Is it fair to say that the Celtics are 5-1, but they played a bunch of crap teams?
No.
Well, they played Philly.
They beat Toronto and they beat Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Right? Milwaukee's one of the teams ahead of that, or projected to be ahead of them. There's really two teams projected to be ahead of them, Philly and Milwaukee. They lost to Philly. Philly only has one loss. They beat Milwaukee. Toronto's a playoff team. They beat Toronto. So, yeah,
Although Toronto's not quite the same, obviously.
Well, they're clearly not the same, but they're one of the eight best teams.
Well, you beat Milwaukee without Jaylen Brown and a game against Milwaukee. You were down in that game.
Right.
Double digits. You were able to climb back. And then did they end up winning that game by double digits, I believe?
Yeah, they won by 11.
So you look at how they won that game and you go, you know what?
No, like by comparison, their schedule much more difficult than the Patriots through eight games or nine games.
And they defended Giannis good, too.
They did. Yeah, they did. They did a really good job on him.
We have sort of buried the lead here, and we should not have. Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, will join us just after 1 o'clock at the top of the hour. And he's going to talk about his power rankings in the NFL.
Mm.
You might be surprised where the Patriots are.
Oh, boy.
We'll talk about that at the top of the hour. We'll get to the calls with you at 617-779-7937. It's Dale and Keefe with Wiggy.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's Middays with Dale and Keith on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. Check the time as it's...
We have noon 30.
Noon 30.
It's noon 30.
It's going to be the Wild West at noon 30. Dale's already warmed up to noon 30.
No,
it's
I
you love. You just said noon 30.
Call, that's
you
what
love
you
it.
Call noon it for
30.
Crying.
It's noon 30 with Dale and Keith.
So we had this story yesterday about you know, the possibility that if somebody went to the Chargers and talked to them about relocating to London, they'd be willing to listen. There's this new stadium being built in Los Angeles. It's being built by the Rams, but the Chargers are going to be the co-tenants of this. You know, like MetLife is the Jets and the Giants. And there are some reports, you know, that they're trying to sell PSLs and season ticket packages and all that. It's they're not actually drawing all that well in that stupid converted soccer stadium they're playing
in. I can't imagine. Yeah.
So there was this report that, you know, if If anybody wanted to talk, the Chargers were willing to listen about relocating to London. And this is pull time, not go play a game there, just relocate. So they asked Dean Spanos about it yesterday. And Dean Spanos, one of the owners of the San Diego Chargers, let's just say that he didn't mince words.
No.
It's total. Okay? We're not going to London. We're not going anywhere. We're playing Los Angeles. This is our home, and this is where we're planning to be for a long time. Okay. Period. Okay? And if you want me to say it again, I'll say it again. That story. Okay? Thank you.
That's like Nick Saban. I'm not going to Alabama. Right. I'm not going to Alabama.
Right. I'm staying in the NFL. I'm staying in.
Okay. All right.
Nick Saban takes
Rafael Palmeiro. I did not take steroids. All right, buddy.
And point when you say it.
Point. Yeah, just get really angry at it. Or Ryan Braun.
But they don't sell out now. I mean,
no.
We had audio of Melvin Ingram saying that, I think when they played against the Pittsburgh Steelers, that they were playing the Pittsburgh Steelers theme song stadium, and that it felt like they were playing on the road. So if you're the owner of that franchise, don't you want to try to go someplace where you can make money?
Yeah, see,
I don't think London is the place, but I would be looking elsewhere.
I think his issue right now is, as I said, they're out there trying to sell PSLs and season ticket packages and advertising, and the last thing they need is for reports to be, they're going to leave anyway. And then, you know, prospective season ticket holders are going, nah, I'm passing.
But you're going to look like such an idiot when you do leave, and we have that soundbite still. And you look back to the time.
Well, if they leave, he'll look like a dope.
Yeah, I think they're going to leave.
I don't.
You think they stay in L.A.?
Well, I don't think they're going to London. I'll put it that way.
No, that maybe not.
No, they're not going to London.
Maybe not.
You'll never get a team in London.
I really hope not.
No, you won't. It's too difficult, based on traveling. You can't do it. You just can't do it. You know how difficult it would be to try to figure out how to put the schedule together for the team that's...
That would be garbage. It would be,
it would be
horrible.
Well, we were talking about this. Obviously, they'd have to move to the AFC East.
But even then, every flight is... What, I've never been to London, but every flight like 7 hours?
Yeah.
That's not that long, but it's basically the same as flying from here to Seattle.
Yeah, but Seattle, you know what? They actually go to Arizona and play, which isn't that far.
Right.
They go to San Francisco. It's not that far. When you look at a team in London to say, all right, well, we're going to New England this week, and then guess what? We're going back to Buffalo next week. That's a pretty good...
Or they have to play, they have to go West Coast.
Right. Could you imagine Seattle being in the AFC East?
Yeah.
That's basically what the London team would be.
Oh, it'd be so stupid. And they even, their team yesterday, did you see this? The LA Chargers Twitter account tweeted out the video from Wolf of Wall Street. Like, I'm not going anywhere one. About swearing and everything else. Like, oh, you guys are really, really doubling down. I mean, they may not go to London, but I wonder how many years are they really going to be in L.A.?
Because
they're not going to be the number one team.
It's a legitimate question.
Could they go back to San Diego? Could they go to St. Louis? Could they go to some other city that we're not thinking of?
I'm not f***ing leaving.
Yeah, thanks.
They just don't sell out. And the stadium that they're playing in now is only 30,000 seats or something small.
Right.
And if you can't sell that out... How big is the stadium? In the stadium they're building in Inglewood, which is the Rams stadium, isn't it like 60, 70,000?
It's huge, I believe.
I thought it was even bigger.
It might be
bigger than that. But if you can't sell out 30,000 in L.A.,
they don't have any fans.
They're
not going to get any.
I'm not going to go to the games in a converted soccer stadium. I'll wait till they get in a real stadium. I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, I just think they were a team that, you know, San Diego liked them. And now you turn your back on San Diego, so now you piss off all the San Diego fans, and now you're the second team in L.A. You happen to not be as good. Now, last year they were good. They made the playoffs and everything else, and people still didn't like them.
But you're the second team to the team that owns the stadium and
built and went to the Super Bowl last year.
And even when you were in San Diego, you weren't really a huge draw in San Diego. I mean, that was something that we talked about all the time, is that they weren't a huge, huge draw in San Diego.
Right.
You got to figure out, I think it's them, and me. I don't know what Jacksonville's like, but I don't think they sell out much.
No, those have got to be the two worst kind of
locations
teams and fan bases. Not just locations.
Right.
Because you could say, like Buffalo and Cleveland, but their fans love those teams.
No, I'm talking about like a fan location.
Yeah. Jacksonville and the Chargers are the worst. Got
to
be.
Could you move the Chargers to a place, and I know you said it, like St. Louis,
yeah,
which they seem like they love football there when the Rams were there. Now, granted, it wouldn't be your team. How do you think a team would do?
I might have a better idea. Move them to Oakland.
Yeah, I don't know.
So here's the question I was going to ask. How would a team do if they moved to another state, even if that they weren't, people in that state weren't fans of that team?
Like when the Cardinals went to Arizona.
I was going to say, Cardinals right. did it, Colts did it, Ravens. I mean, the Ravens just were the Browns, and they just moved over there, and then they started fresh.
Okay.
Because you could always do that, too. You could take the Chargers, put them somewhere, and they don't have to be the Chargers anymore. You know, some teams keep the name. Like, the Colts kept their name
right.
from Baltimore to Indy. Or you just start fresh. You're like, all right, we're now the St. Louis whatevers. And just we're starting fresh.
See,
I
feel like starting fresh would work out better than you going to, hey, it's now the St. Louis Chargers.
Right. Because that's what the Ravens technically did, right? Like, the Ravens, their first season was like 97 or whatever. Right. Like, that's when they started. They weren't. Okay. Even though they took the roster from the Browns and put them over there, but they were like, all right, you guys are starting fresh.
I mean, the problem is Roger Goodell hates relocating teams. All mm-hmm. of the commissioners of their respective leagues hate relocating
it's
teams.
It's really expensive to do it,
well,
too,
not
right?
only that, but they want to get expansion teams.
Right.
You know, like they don't want, in the NHL, they don't want a team to move to Houston.
Mm-hmm.
They want to put an expansion team in Houston and get that expansion money.
Well, one of my big things is all four major sports should have less teams. And then you'd
I'd be all for that.
Oh, how much better would the talent be if you had 28 teams? Now instead of 32 starting quarterbacks in the league, it's only the best 28. And same with, like, you know, the best players in basketball. Now you trim that down,
But it's finding places. Loaded. It's finding places that if you expand to, that area would come out and support a team.
Right.
So like Vegas, right?
They supported the team fine in San Diego. When they were a decent team, they were banging that place out.
Okay, so like Vegas, for example, and hockey and in football. The Vegas Knights in hockey,
they bang the place out.
Do well, right?
Oh, they
so they get
great.
Good fan support. So there's probably a good chance that the Vegas football team is probably going to do pretty good.
The Raiders could. And I think the Raiders also have sort of an aura about them where there are Raiders fans everywhere. And so now if you go now Vegas, they'll just adopt them as their team. And I think they would do better than just like, here you go, here are the Chargers. Like, you guys get the Chargers. I'm like, what? What are we going to do with the Chargers? I don't want the Chargers.
Like, so you just think that L.A. is not a type of place that would embrace?
No, I don't think so. They did so well for years without a team. And now all of a sudden you're like, all right, now they need two? Like, let's see how the Rams do. Like, let the Rams sell out. Let the Rams do that. Now you're going to support both. It feels like the Chargers are going to walk in there like the Clippers. Like, they're, at best case scenario, they're the Clippers to the Lakers. That's what it feels like. I'm not saying the Rams are the Lakers, but they still have a
leg
up.
But there was already a Clippers fan base, so I don't think the Chargers have any fan base in L.A.
No, I think you're right. I don't think they do at all.
So would it be smarter for them to move the Chargers and completely start fresh with this team, like you said, the Baltimore Ravens? Go somewhere. Maybe you go to St. Louis. You change the name.
Yeah.
And people that love football, they say, hey,
St. Louis lose two teams already?
Yeah.
But I think it was for stadiums and
like
stuff
that's
like
thing,
that.
Same with San Diego. Wasn't it more stadium than it was? Like, Jacksonville should probably lose their team just because of it's a horrible place to have a team and the fan base isn't there's not a thing. Whereas the other cities, it was, who's going to pay for the stadium? Mm-hmm. Oh, you got the city's not going to pay for it? Then we're leaving. Like, that. That's much different.
So the San Diego fan base wasn't bad.
I don't think
no,
so.
They were banging it out when they were a good team, when, you know, they had Junior Seau and
so
Rodney
maybe you
Harrison
go back to San Diego.
I wouldn't rule it out. I mean, the Raiders kind of did the old switcheroo a few times, right? Like, yeah, we're in LA.
Now we're in LA.
Now we're back to LA. Like, that's confusing, but that could happen.
You know, you go back to LA and maybe if you're Jacksonville, you try to find another location. Maybe Jacksonville goes to St. Louis and starts out fresh.
I'll be curious to see how well the Rams do in this new Taj Mahal, because the NFL has put an awful lot of eggs in this basket. I mean, they're moving the NFL Network to that facility right there. I mean, they are really trying to make this the football destination in a city that I don't think really cares about football all that much.
No, they don't. And they're not going to do well because we see it. They play in L.A. now, I believe San Diego plays. That soccer field, I believe,
is Carson or wherever.
Well, okay,
it is.
But it's not too far from Los Angeles, right? So they're going to be now, the new stadium is going to be in Inglewood. If people are not willing to drive from Inglewood to Carson, which probably isn't that far, maybe, 40 minute drive. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a West Coast,
traffic's a real bear, I guess, out there.
What makes you think that they're going to go to support them in Inglewood, or the fans that are already there are probably going to support the Rams? You think
is that open next season? Is that it? Or is it even later?
I don't think it's too far away because the Super Bowl, I believe, is there maybe 2 years, 20.
Oh, yeah, it's on the list. It's coming up for sure. Yeah.
See, I don't know. How do the Rams do? Because they play at the Coliseum, right? Don't the LA Rams now play at the Coliseum? I wonder how they do there. Do they sell that out pretty good? Is there good support for the Rams?
Question. I don't know.
Football team, because you asked the question, just the L.A. fan bases, are they really into football like
that?
It
says here, SoFi Stadium, which is the name of the new stadium in Hollywood Park, is planned to open in 2020.
Mm-hmm. So that's next season?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Rams and Chargers both there, scheduled to host the Super Bowl in February of 2022,
mm-hmm.
and the College Football National Championship in January of 2023.
Oh yeah, so I mean they are on the list, and I'm sure it'll be sweet and all, but now you got two teams there again. Los Angeles
70,000, by the way,
70,240,
expandable to 100,240 for Super Bowls, WrestleMania, mm-hmm. World Cups, whatever.
There you go. I mean, how many people are going to say, "Ooh, the stadium's cool. I'm going to go." Like you're only going to get so many people to want to see the stadium.
Right.
It's going to have to be the team, and I don't think they have the fans.
And are the Rams going to be? They're 3-3 this year. What if they don't make the playoffs? I mean,
you might be going in with two teams missing the playoffs and not a lot of buzz about either.
You're not like you're taking the Patriots and moving into a team that has been successful, at least with the Lakers and. They've always had success that you could say, okay, people are going to come out. They support this team. They should have moved Oakland there. That's what they should have did.
Yeah, but Vegas.
But then again, Oakland is so far from L.A., right? Isn't Oakland like a couple hours from
Yeah, it's, LA? It's not super close.
Yeah. And the whole L.A. thing, the whole L.A. football thing, I don't like that anyways.
Yeah, you don't need it. You certainly don't need two teams.
No.
I don't think they even cared about one.
Yeah, I don't think
they didn't mind for those years when they didn't have any.
Yeah, no big deal.
Yeah, and that's why I asked. I wonder what the support is like now for the Rams, who I believe they play at the Coliseum. Did they even sell that place out? Or are people in L.A. just in, like, whatever?
617-779-7937 is the telephone number. Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, joins us about 15 minutes from now. We will talk about his new power rankings in the AFC, and you might be surprised who he's got at the top. It's Dale and Keefe with Wiggy, Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now back to Dale and Keith on WEEI.
So we're a little confused here. John just tweeted this from the Dale and Keith Twitter account. CBS orders Game On, a new sports comedy entertainment show from J.K. Corden and Ben Winston, hosted by Emmy and Peabody Award winner Keegan Key. The series will feature Venus Williams, Ian Carmel, Bobby Lee, and Rob Gronkowski. Doesn't he work for Fox?
Well, I guess you can do a couple of... Well, Michael Strahan works for Fox and whatever channel his...
He does Good Morning America on ABC.
Yeah, so maybe there's certain... Maybe the contracts allow you to do different things. So a sports comedy entertainment show. I don't know exactly what that really includes, what that means. So I like Keegan-Michael Key, though. He's funny.
Mm-hmm. But so is it more like a...
I don't get it. Good I don't
morning,
know.
Is it like a Good Morning Football?
Game on.
They're just calling it a new sports comedy entertainment show. I don't know what that means.
What is a sports comedy entertainment
Venus
show?
Venus Williams, Rob Gronkowski.
I almost feel like...
It's like a whose line is it anyway?
Well, yeah, but see, I feel like it's even... I think it's like... Sounds like it could be one of those game shows. Like a sports type...
Okay.
Because you're not really going to get Venus Williams to do something, let's say, once a week,
comedy
right?
Comedy sketches or... Right. I don't picture... And by the way, Rob Gronkowski wouldn't be very good at it either.
Well, and Gronk and Venus Williams are the only athletes that they announced.
They're not. It's not like they're going to be...
Bobby Lee's a comedian. I don't know who Ian Carmel is, but I assume he's a comedian. He's not a...
I don't feel
he
like...
He looks like a comedian okay. in that picture, doesn't
he? Oh, is he funny?
And I don't feel like they'll... You know, Serena, is what she's doing is going to be going to doing this show...
Oh, Venus.
What?
Venus, not Serena.
Venus. Oh, Venus. Well, even Venus is going to be yeah. doing a show once a week.
I don't get it. I don't know what this means.
And Venus is... Serena's the one with the personality.
But do you guys think that this is, makes it more likely, less likely, or as likely that Gronk returns?
I think it's less likely
okay,
now.
Okay, thank you.
I think the right...
How many jobs can he get until you guys write up and say he's not coming back?
It keeps going.
I don't know, though, Keith, because that noted NFL insider...
Who's that?
Mo Chanel.
Oh, Dale, you are so obsessed with this gentleman.
He tweeted out last night, I guess it was, that his inside sources assured him...
Yeah.
That Rob Gronkowski will be playing for the Patriots by week 13.
All right, so we got 4 weeks. So we have 4 weeks to go on that.
I mean, he probably would have caught that seam route down the seam against the
Ravens.
I think
he would have. I feel like he would have caught that.
Maybe this Gronkowski sports comedy entertainment show is an off-season endeavor on his part.
Could be.
I don't know. I don't know when it starts.
We'll begin filming in February.
Could.
No, they could film in May.
There's a chance.
You know?
Yeah, they could. As long as he gets to show off his acting chops, I think it'll be good. You know? That's where he really thrives.
Yeah, I don't know
what it is.
Is
there another sports comedy entertainment show that we can compare it to? Do these exist anywhere else in the world?
Good Morning Football is the only one I can think of.
Yeah.
Is that a comedy show?
No. They do some bits.
Oh, they do?
But see, I can't see Venus and Gronk sitting there talking about
anything?
Yeah, is it maybe like Good Morning Football, but similar to ESPN's First Take, where they're talking about everything?
I don't know. I don't know what this means. I don't know what it does. And now, what is it just going to be on, like the actual CBS?
See, I feel
or
like it's
going to
be like
else?
One of those rock sports shows, where it's people are competing to do stuff. Remember The Rock had one of those? You got a couple shows. The Rock.
Oh, so you think there's going to be like a whole bunch of like contestants? You think it's some sort of game show?
Yeah.
So, maybe.
So James Corden used to host a sports panel show in England called A League of Their Own. I have a feeling
stole that,
that's
didn't they?
Well, I have a
stole
feeling because he's one of the producers of this new program.
Right.
It sounds as though what they're putting together is kind of a remake of this show. He hosted it for 9 years, but apparently,
so it could be just them bringing that over here.
So it sounds like that's kind of what they're maybe making this.
But he's the karaoke car guy, isn't
yes,
he?
Yes,
yeah,
he does.
So late,
I think
show.
It's going to be more along the lines like that, them going to high school sporting events.
Yeah, but I don't think he's even going to be on it.
No, but I think
that's... Oh, but you mean like that's what they're doing.
Yeah, you know,
I'm
Venus
sure they'll have
be,
a couple things live, a couple things taped, and just kind of like
Gronk
slappy.
Gronk is driving around as an Uber driver disguised.
Oh, God. Yeah, you're probably right.
Like, it's going to be one of those type
like
of
Gronk's
shows.
Not having a problem getting jobs, though.
You know, Venus shows up as dressed up as some old lady playing tennis and a guy wants to...
I mean, it writes itself. At
that's
point,
entertainment,
you know?
If you ask me.
Like the Uncle Drew of tennis players.
Yeah, but that's what I could see it being with
well, I can't wait then. That show to get
And that would be the comedy element of it.
Yeah.
I don't know much about the TV world, the fact that CBS ordered this. I don't know how quickly these things happen, how quickly they come together. You know, my guess is, you know, Gronk's not on the set next week.
No.
So he could still be around for week 13.
Okay, you're talking about
yeah,
okay.
yeah, he could
all
still
right.
be there.
All right, you guys got a plan. Fine.
He'll be, you know. Hey, excuse me, sir. Jim, I see your name. That's Jim. Could you get me to the Seaport area? Well, I don't know. This is my first time as an Uber driver.
Yeah. That's exactly what it's going to
be. What are you thinking about the Patriot season they had?
What do you think of their old tight end? Yeah. You remember their old tight end?
I wish that Rob Gronkowski was amazing. Maybe? I tell you, he's so funny. Huh?
Lance on Twitter says maybe the show is like, remember the best damn sports show period? Remember that one they used to do on Fox? They were very kind of like loose clubhouse type of thing.
Wasn't very good.
Yeah, yeah, but that was a little bit more, a little bit more like.
Maybe, because basically you got two really famous athletes with a few comedians, and then you're just hoping for the best.
617-779-7937. We'll talk to our buddy Tom E. Curran, NBC Sports Boston, next with the clearest phone line known to man.
Crisp.
It's
amazing.
Perfect. And maybe he'll surprise you with his brand-new power rankings in the AFC. That's coming up next. Sports Radio, WEEI.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.